Hi, I'm Robin, and welcome to Well Conceived Business. We help online business owners within health and wellness to create a business and life that is not only well paid, but well lived. Here you'll find honest and refreshing conversations about what it takes to create a business around your life, what healthy hustle looks like, as well as insights and tips on growing your audience, your signature program, your profit, and your peace. Ready? Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Well Conceived. I'm so happy to have you here. And just a reminder again that we have something really juicy coming up for anyone who's at the beginner type stage of their business. If you want to find out all the details, do make sure that you're following me at Launch Easy Life and or on our email list. It's going to be epic. I'm blown away by the value of what this product is, and you're going to want a piece of it. I just know it. So if that's of interest to you, make sure you're on the list, you're following along, because it's super epic and super juicy. So today we are talking about 1,500 new subscribers in 3 weeks. Here's how. So we just came off the back of a launch for my life coaching program called The Reset. So it's a 12-week or 6-week program, because we release 2 modules per week. And in the lead up to that launch, we launched a lead magnet. Now, what we're going to talk about today is 8 ways that we got 1,500 new subscribers in 3 weeks to our email list. And in actual fact, the downloads that we had was much more than that. So I don't know if people were like sending it to other people or how that worked. Completely possible that that happened. So good for them. But here are the 8 ways that we got 1,500 new email subscribers in just 3 weeks to our email list. So number one, built the audience. I'm sorry, but there's no other way to really, well, no, there is, we're going to talk about it, but the number one way that we did that was by consistently showing up and building an audience on Instagram and via our email list. Now, when I say 1,500 people, I mean new subscribers. So this doesn't count for the people who are already on the email list, but they may have also shared it around. But looking at our Instagram, we have more than 20,000 followers, and it's taken grit, consistently showing up, reviewing our results all of the time, really focusing on a strong strategy that grows our followers. And to give you an idea of how easeful it felt, we had like 150 people download it just in the first couple of hours when I put up just an Instagram story. And it was the easiest Instagram story. Boom. Imagine if you had 150 subscribers just from putting out like 2 or 3 Instagram stories. It's so possible for you, but you have to be willing to not just put out content, not just be consistent on social media, but put out the right content that is going to get found and going to continually grow your audience. And that is something that we've been focusing on for the last couple of years. The next thing that we did was invested in some Facebook ads. So we have a very specific strategy that we use, or I use in the business, that focuses number one on lead generation, like circle back sales, and also focuses on an omnipresence type strategy. Now, the big thing that I want to let you know is actually the majority of new subscribers came organically through our organic social media strategies. So don't think that, you know, like 20 came from organic and then all of the rest came from Facebook ads. We didn't spend oodles on Facebook ads, but we did leverage Facebook ads, and I love leveraging Facebook ads. It's one of my favorite things to do and use in my business. When you do it well, it's the best amplifier. But we did also use Facebook ads to amplify our results. Number 3 is I gave people something that they wanted. So if you have a lead magnet, the question to ask yourself is this something that people really want? Is this something that matches the way that they like to consume content? Is this something that's like, heck yes, I would put my email address in to get this. I want to know this information. and that was what we gave them. So the thing that I gave them was my memoir. It was my infertility story. And I've written this years and years and years ago. I put it on Amazon, then I took it off Amazon because I didn't want to sell it. I didn't love it, but it had things like my exact egg retrieval numbers, etc. in it. And people want to know that. It's probably a long lead magnet that would take you a long time to put together if you were like, okay, cool, I'll do my memoir. It, like, literally, I wrote and wrote this for weeks, but I decided I'm going to repackage this and put it out for free. So I didn't even create something from scratch. I did read through it and add do a few edits and change the graphic at the top, but I gave them something they wanted and I stepped back. What we teach in Launch Easy Life is to look at your product and then reverse engineer based on certain factors and awareness levels of your Cloud9 client and work backwards. And I was like, do I have anything here already that fits the bill that I can tweak and refine? And that 100% fitted the bill. So we put it out there. So if you have an opt-in right now that's not really doing well, is this something that people are like, oh yes, that's definitely worth my email address? Is it something that's a bit like, that's okay? Is it drool worthy? Is it something that they'd potentially pay for? If that's the case, or if that's not the case, then go back to the drawing board and maybe have a think about what would be a no-brainer, like, I totally want this for your Cloud9 client. We then used ManyChat, and of the whole launch, ManyChat was the MVP of the launch. So ManyChat is a software you can use that, like, automates things that people do on Instagram to then do stuff. I think it works on Instagram and probably other platforms as well. But what we used it for was people could comment book underneath reels or underneath a post. And what it would do is it would then send them a direct message with the link to the book. And then it would circle back and underneath the comment, it would reply with, cool, we've just sent you the link. So we're going to get more advanced with it as we go, but this was kind of the first time that we used it. We 100% upgraded to the professional version, which I think was worth it. One of the things that we learned, which some of you may have learned before, is that loads of people within the infertility community have private profiles. So this is something that, you know, I harp on about this a lot, but there's a lot of business coaches who only know business coaching and never talk about stuff like this. So one of the things we also did was say, if you have a private profile, you need to DM us first, or we would just sometimes say DM us. But the thing about getting people to comment underneath, not only is it social proof that everyone was seeing, oh my God, all these people are commenting for the book, but every time they commented and then every time we replied, it boosted the engagement on the post, which gave Instagram an indication that things were working, which then pushed it out to more people. So Ninja, I cannot believe that we haven't done this before. We've dabbled in it before, but not properly. And it's something that we're 100% implementing right across our business now. It was so good. So it really helped amplify the results because it boosted the engagement on the call to action posts. And we used a mix of reels and a mix of posts to do this. If you're a health and wellness practitioner and you're growing your business, you know that Instagram is unrivaled in its ability to grow, connect, and convert your audience all on the one platform. But it's not just about going viral and reaching a bunch of people. It's about grabbing your Cloud9 clients' attention in a way that positions you as an authority and a service provider. Want to know exactly how to do that? I have a free PDF case study with 3 example posts that will give you an insight into 3 different types of posts you can create today to help you do just that. Check out our show notes or visit launcheasylife.com/social to get your hands on this free PDF copy today. So then the next one is kind of related, but we used strategic social media in order to make this happen. And it's quite a strategic strategy that focuses not just on visibility, but also conversions. And we used different post types to make that happen and really leveraged using strategies that would get found in the algorithm by people and encourage and inspire people to take action. So the way that we put together our reels, the way that we put together our posts were designed to maximize both visibility and conversions for this free lead magnet. The next thing that we did, which forms a little bit of the part of that strategy, is we story told. There is nothing that kills a social media post more from an engagement and reach perspective than a post that just says, download my thing, or a post that just says, buy my thing. So they absolutely have a place in your social media strategy, because if you have someone visiting your Instagram profile for the first time and scanning down, you want them to quite clearly see in multiple places that there's something they can download or do. But storytelling and mixing that in with your strategy is something that is also going to help you convert people. People don't want you to just say, hey, have my thing. They want to know the background about it. They want to know the story behind it. They want to know the why. They want to know the benefits. So don't just be like, hey, get my thing. Don't just, what I see people do all the time that I'm like, no, stop doing this, is they'll just have like a Canva slide once a week. They'll just be like, post, 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 get the link of the same thing, like get my download, here it is. And like I said, sometimes there is a place for that, but by and large, posts that will convert the best are posts that tell a story. Similarly with things like testimonials for clients, people don't want to know just someone saying, it was a great thing. Again, there's a time and place for that, but people want to know, let's say you are a dietitian that works with women who have autoimmune condition and they have really high inflammatory markers, okay? They don't know that if someone said, I had a great experience. So what you are doing is you want people to raise their hand and be like, oh my God, this is my situation. And oh my God, this person can help me. And this is the results they had. So storytelling. Now, full disclosure, if you're a dietitian, you may have regulations around what you can share, and you probably wouldn't be sharing testimonial clients. But again, storytelling, you can talk about. Today, I worked with a client who had high inflammatory markers for her autoimmune condition. We've now reduced that to 7.1. They can then see themselves in that situation, right? So don't just share stuff like get my thing, do my thing, here's a little testimonial, whatever it is. Tell the story. Allow people to see themselves in those shoes and raise their hands and see that that applies to them. Then the next thing that we did was we shared social proof. So you will see in some of the reels that we did, I was sharing numbers. Whoa, this has been downloaded this many times in this many days. Like, that's massive. And so all these other people were like, shit, I'm going to get in on that. And then we had all of these people who were sending me messages, and I asked for them to send me messages, what they thought. People who were sending me messages saying, oh my God, I devoured this book in one sitting. Oh my God, thank you so much for putting this out there. I feel so much less alone. So all of these people were sending me messages. I was screenshotting those messages, cutting them down so no one could see any identifying parts. If they'd sent me a really long message, I was scrubbing out parts of their message so that I wouldn't call out big parts of their story that might be private. And I would be sharing that on my stories. So people would see that other people were diving in. They would be getting FOMO. They'd be going, oh my God, like this has got to be something that's good that I want a part of. And so people were then getting in on that strategy and wanting a piece of that. And then the last tip or the last thing that we did in this launch to get 1,500 new subscribers. This is something that I do reasonably regularly. And we ended up having our page convert at like nearly or just above 70%. So when you have a lead magnet, you want that page to convert at 50% or more. If it's not, there's an issue, you're doing something wrong. And so this page was high converting. One of the reasons I believe that to be true is that above the fold, so this is before you scroll at the top of the website, at the very top, you have a, like, sometimes people have a ribbon So they might have a countdown timer, or they might have logos of where they've been featured, or whatever it is. What I had was a quote that someone had given me with a testimonial for the book. I then went back later and, all you know how I talked about all of those messages we received? I added some of them into the page. So before someone scrolled, the very first thing they saw was like a one-line feedback of someone that said like, this, I loved everything in this book, or I devour, I can't remember what it said. But we added that social proof right at the start, above the fold. You don't have to scroll or anything, and there's already somebody else telling you that you need to download this. So really making sure that the conversion rates were on point. So if we had, like, let's say, just for numbers sake, that it was 75% conversion rate, that would mean that out of 2,000 people visiting the page, 1,500 signed up and gave me my email address. So if my lead magnet page only converted at 10%, then that would mean that I sent 2,000 people to that page, but only ended up with 200 people giving me their email list. So you can see how impactful improving the conversion rate of your lead magnet page can be to final figures. 200 leads versus 1,500 leads. And especially if you're investing in something like Facebook and Instagram ads, if you spend all that money getting 2,000 people to a particular page, you want your cost per lead will go down dramatically if you improve the conversion rates on the pages. So that's the story of how we got 1,500 new subscribers to join in and opt in to part of our launch for the reset in a really easy way. It felt honestly very leisurely. We had a clear social media strategy and it all came from reverse engineering the process. And this is a similar thing. You know, we teach a lot of all of this in my program, Launch Easy Life. You can reach out to me on Instagram if you would like an invitation to join the program. But really, you know, little things and knowing exactly what to do and what moves the needle is what gets you the results, like 1,500 subscribers in 3 weeks to join in and opt into your launch. I hope this episode has been really helpful to you wherever you are, like whether you're just starting your business or whether you're really advanced, then hopefully this has given you a few ideas and a few things that you can pull out and start to leverage in your business to improve the number of lead magnet downloads that you get too. Thanks for listening. I cannot wait to catch you next week. We are done with the meat and potatoes of this episode, but I am not letting you go just yet, my friend. Before you jump off, I have 3 quick things that I would love to share with you. Number 1 is thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to hear more about growing your visibility through Instagram, podcasting, or Pinterest, creating or launching or growing your signature program, automations, or many more online business nuggets of gold, pause now, hit that subscribe button because we are here for you weekly. Number 2 is if you would like to learn more about working with us and joining our signature program, the Well-Conceived Mastermind, which is unlike any mastermind you've seen before, check out our show notes below and you will find all the links to join the waitlist or sign up and join the mastermind now. And number 3, lastly, if you do nothing else, make sure you come and find us on Instagram for daily behind the scenes and hugely savable and value-packed content. You will find us at Launch Easy Life. Well, that's it from me today. Now go out there and create your well-paid business and your well-lived life.